Directions. Listen to the conversations and the questions about them. Decide which of the four answer choices, A, B, C, or D, is the best answer to the question. Then mark the appropriate answer on the answer sheet. Number one.
What do you think of Wanda?
When I first met her, I didn't like her very much, but I really warmed up to her after a while.
What does the woman imply about Wanda? Number two.
Now, if there are no more questions, let's move on to the next chapter.
Excuse me, Professor. Could we go over that last point once more?
What does the man want to do? Number three. Great weather we're having, huh?
Yeah, but don't get too used to it. The weather report in the newspaper said that there's a big change in store.
What does the woman mean? Number four.
This is an interesting editorial. Want to read it?
I want to read the sports section and look over the classified ads first.
What are these people doing? Number five.
My sister is looking for a roommate. Do you know anyone who might want to move in with her?
How about Grace?
What do we learn from this conversation? Number six.
I'm almost out of money again this month.
Why don't you keep track of your expenses and payments? That might help you make ends meet.
What does the woman think the man should do? Number seven.
Where do you think I should put this lamp? In my living room or in my bedroom?
If I were you, I'd put it in the closet.
What can be inferred from the woman's comment? Number eight.
We'd better leave right now.
What's the rush, Mark?
What does the woman want to know? Number nine.
Look over there. Is that Ernie in the red car?
No, but it certainly looks like him.
What does the man mean? Number ten.
It's freezing out there. I'm going to put on my scarf and gloves.
Shouldn't you put on your hat, too?
What does the woman mean? Number 11.
Have you ever seen that old Humphrey Bogart movie, Casablanca?
Seen it? Only about a million times.
What does the woman imply about the movie? Number 12.
I didn't think the team was well prepared for that game.
To tell you the truth, neither did I.
What does the man mean? Number 13. Becky, are you going to be using that computer much longer? If so, I can go use one at the library.
I'm almost finished.
What can be inferred from this conversation? Number 14.
I didn't think John had ever been scuba diving before.
Oh, sure. John's an old hand at scuba diving.
What does the man say about John? Questions 1 to 4. Listen to a conversation at a university library.
Hi, Martha. What are you doing here?
Oh, I just came to look up some terms in the Encyclopedia of Art for my art history class. What about you, Stanley?
I've got 2 papers due at the end of this term, and I've been getting an early start on them by collecting some references and writing down some statistics. I've spent most of the day here.
Really? Well, you ought to be ready for a break then. Want to go get a snack or something?
You know, that sounds great. Let me just get my things together and... Hey, where are my notes?
What notes?
The notes I spent all day working on. I don't see them.
You mean you lost your notebook?
No, I don't use a notebook. I take notes on index cards.
Well, just think about where you could have left them. Retrace your steps since you came in the library.
Let's see. When I first arrived, I came here to the reference room.
Maybe they're somewhere in this room then.
No, I had them after that. I went to the stacks.
Stacks? What do you mean, the stacks?
You know, the book stacks. That's what they call the main part of the library, where most of the books are shelved.
Well, that's where you should look.
No, because I took some more notes from journals in the periodicals room up on the 3rd floor. I'll bet that's where they are.
Well, you go look up there, and I'll check with one of the librarians behind the main desk, just in case someone turned them in.
Okay, and thanks for helping me out. Just as soon as I find them, we'll go get a bite to eat.
Number 1. Why did Martha come to the library? Number 2. What did Stanley lose? Number 3. According to Stanley, what does the term stacks refer to? Number 4. In what part of the library is this conversation taking place? Questions 5 to 8. Listen to the following conversation.
Guess what? I joined the Spelunking Society last month.
Seriously? Aren't spelunkers people who go down into caves? I thought you were only interested in mountain climbing.
I do like to climb, but you know the two sports have a lot in common. I'll give you an example. The same technique for climbing down steep slopes is used in both sports. It's called rappelling. Of course, climbers use this technique to come down cliffs, while spelunkers use it to go down holes.
What else does your society do?
For one thing, we help preserve caves. Believe it or not, some people are so careless that they just leave their litter in caves. And some people even write on cave walls. So we pick up trash and clean away the graffiti.
I don't think I'd like spelunking very much. Caves are wet and cold and dark, aren't they?
I suppose they are, but they can also be beautiful. Tell you what, why don't you come along with me to the meeting tonight? They'll be showing slides that we took in a cave last weekend.
you'll see some incredible rock formations and crystals. It might change the way you think about caves.
Number 5. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 6. According to the man, what is meant by the term repelling? Number 7. What other activity does the Spelunking Society engage in besides exploring caves? Number 8. What does the man invite the woman to do?
This is the end of the listening program for Part B.
Mini Talks. Questions 1 to 3. Listen to the following radio talk.
If you're too busy to brush your teeth after every meal, and you sometimes forget to use dental floss, you'll be glad to know that in the near future, you may be able to have healthier teeth thanks to microphages. What are microphages? They're tiny viruses that attack and destroy bacteria. Soon, they may be used to fight tooth decay if genetic engineers can develop a specialized type of phage to attack only those microbes that are harmful to the teeth. These microphages could be used in toothpaste or mouthwash. Once in the mouth, they would consume bacteria that breed on the surface of teeth. The advantage of microphages is that they are absolutely harmless to humans. They attack only one specific bacterium and have no known side effects.
Number 1. What is the main topic of this talk? Number 2. According to the speaker, which of the following can be said about microphages? Number 3. The use of microphages, as described by the speaker, depends on a development in which of the following fields? Questions 4 to 8. Listen to a talk given at an orientation session.
Hi, everyone. My name is Beth Sinclair, and I'm director of Campus Food Services. I'd like to join the previous speakers in welcoming you to Brooks College, and I want to give you some information on a very basic subject, staying well-fed while you're getting your education. Now, most of you will be purchasing meal tickets soon if you haven't already. You should be aware that there are two plans available. Plan A, which is a little more expensive, allows you to have 3 meals a day, 6 days a week. With Plan B, you get 2 meals a day, your choice of breakfast and dinner or lunch and dinner. So once again, Plan A is 3 meals a day, except on Sunday, and Plan B, 2 meals. On Sunday evenings, everyone's on their own, because all the dormitory cafeterias are closed. Food Services does operate some restaurants then, such as the Tiger's Lair over by the stadium or the Bengal Grill at the Student Center. But these restaurants don't take meal tickets. Of course, you can always eat at one of the restaurants near campus. Now, say you're living in Donahue Hall and you have a friend over in Cooper Village. Can you eat with your friend? Sure, because a meal ticket is good at any cafeteria on campus. Just remember to bring your student ID card as well as your meal ticket. Oh, and what if you have a friend living off campus who wants to eat with you one night? That's fine, too. One-time meal tickets are available at a very reasonable price. But remember, you may not sell or give your meal ticket to any other person. Just one last note about the food in the dorms. Some people have the idea that all dorm food is bland and tastes the same. That may even have been true here at Brooks College until a few years ago. But these days, we go out of our way to serve fresh, tasty, healthy food. We offer a great variety of dishes to choose from, including many international dishes. And you can always go back for seconds. So we're looking forward to seeing you at mealtimes, and bring your appetite.
Number 4. According to the speaker, how are Plan A and Plan B different? Number 5. Which of the following is closed on Sunday evenings? Number 6. Which of the following must a student bring to meals in addition to a meal ticket? Number 7. According to the speaker, which of the following is not permitted? Number 8. According to the speaker, how have the dormitory cafeterias changed in recent years?